This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yes, it is that time of week. Every Friday at noon, we chat with Scott Fransky throughout the season. Of course, now throughout the playoff run. Phillies up 2-1. But yesterday, of course, a disappointing day. Let's talk to Scott as we get ready for game four. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Scott, there has been a lot of conversation today about moving this lineup around a little
bit. Is everybody freaking out?
Yes. Scott, yes. And the biggest thing is, like, it looks like they're starting to pitch around Bryce Harper a little bit, and we're talking about moving Alex Baum down. Do you think it's time to start moving this lineup around?
I don't necessarily think that. I mean, you could make little tweaks here and there, I guess. You know, someday it might matter, someday it won't. I mean, what is it that everybody wants to do? I assume they want to move JT or Castellanos into that spot.
Yeah, that's it, Scott. I think yesterday was the 16 out of 17 pitches. The feeling is that Bryce is going to continue to be pitched around, and is Bohm the
as
guy
well
to trust behind him?
Be.
I agree, yeah.
As well he should be. They should have been doing it the first two games, and they didn't. You know, but it's on Bryce, too, because I think he's got to stay in the zone. I mean, you know, he went after a couple of pitches yesterday that, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, getting antsy or whatever. I don't think anybody swung the bat well yesterday, so that's pretty obvious. Whatever the reason for that was, I don't know. Whether it was the travel or, getting there or, tip your cap to Brandon Pfaadt. I don't know. But I know that people want it. I really don't think they're going to get it. I think this lineup is what it is, and Rob Thompson is not going to change it because he has been pretty steadfast in saying he doesn't want to change it, he doesn't need to change it, and if he changes it, I think that sends a certain message in his mind. I don't know whether he's right or wrong about that, but I just don't think you're going to get a change in the lineup.
Scott, I tend to agree with this, probably the way it's going to go. The other conversation that's been had today, and I don't think this one is as big of a deal because he's at the bottom, is Johan Rojas. We talked last week, he made the great catch against the Braves, and you told the story of Topper telling him, you're my guy in center field. So now it continues to play out. He's just not hitting. I think it's 0.061 batting average in the postseason. Now, the option behind him is probably Christian Pache, and it's not like it's a big offensive upgrade anyway. Do you think that could be an area they change, or really are they comfortable with just play defense, and it's okay if he doesn't hit?
Yeah, I mean, it's so when you go back and you look at his at-bats in the regular season, obviously he, he hit over 300. I don't know what it ended up being, 30, whatever. And he looked competitive, and he does not look very competitive right now. His at-bats yesterday, I mean, he had a tough time. He had a really tough time with it. I don't think they're going to change. I think Pache, you're not going to get a true left-handed starter out of the Diamondbacks, right? So if you see a left-handed starter, it's not until you got either Jordan Montgomery or Framber Valdez, right, if you get to the World Series. So I don't necessarily think You know, Pache is going to be the guy in center field. You know, again, maybe to give him a day off. I don't know. Maybe you give it a shot. But again, this is something where he has been really steadfast in saying, this is what we're going to do. This is what our lineup is. And anything you do now, it's a sense of panic or whatever.
Scott, are you concerned at all about, you know, we go from 10 runs the other night to one run, and we got that off a wild pitch. Are you any concerned about a power outage potentially happening with this team right now?
I'm not terribly concerned about that. I mean, pardon me. You know, I mean, so I'm just going to paint the picture of the way things went down, right? So you play Tuesday night. You play late. Everybody gets home to their beds at 1 o'clock or later. They're back at the ballpark at 10 a.m. to get on a bus, fly cross country. They go straight to a workout, Chase Field, right? They're done with their workout at, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock Phoenix time.
Mm-hmm.
9 or 10 o'clock East Coast. And then they got a day game the next day, 2 o'clock game. Right, I know for everybody at home, it feels like 5 o'clock game. What's the big deal? 2 o'clock game. I just think they were dragging a little bit yesterday, and I think today will be an indicator. I think we'll see. I would expect to see a little more energy, better swings, all these things. I just think that the schedule and whatnot. And again, the Diamondbacks could claim the same thing. And again, they didn't hit a whole lot. You know, the one thing they did different is they flew immediately after the game on Tuesday. So the team got home and presumably had a little more time to sort of get acclimated,
mm-hmm.
Which the Phillies didn't have. Now, does that make a difference? I don't know. I'm not out there playing the game. I know from my own perspective, I was dragging. So I could only imagine that the players were too.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm sure. Scott Fransky joining us here. Scott, what did you make of the decision that Rob Thompson announced after the game that it would be Christopher Sanchez? I think it's the right decision. I thought he pitched better than Taijuan Walker for the most part this year, especially down the stretch. It just was a little surprising because I'm just trying to understand Walker's role in all this. He hasn't pitched yet. He's never pitched in relief. I mean, perhaps today he will. It just feels like he's on this roster to be on the roster, and he's not pitching.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're always cognizant of the idea that you need a long guy, right? Because the extra inning rules are not in place anymore. It's a regular game, you know, if you get into extra innings. So they always feel like they need somebody like that in their back pocket. You know, they had Kyle Gibson last year. You're right. Walker hasn't shown up in a game. I think what it really comes down to is the other day during their bullpens, Sanchez looked sharper and looked like the guy who was more ready to take the ball after a long layoff. And, you know, I mean, we've seen Walker, you know, he's had a pretty tough time getting started. You know, first innings this year have been a real challenge for him. And I just don't think they're, you know, whatever reason that is, clearly they haven't solved the issue, right? They haven't solved the problem, either the coaches or Walker himself. So I don't think they want to, you know, sort of put themselves in that position unless they absolutely had to. And because they have Sanchez as a different option, I think they're pretty set on going with Christopher here today.
After Christopher Sanchez today, what's your best guess? I mean, we saw some of these last year in the postseason when Syndergaard pitched. It was maybe one time through the order, and then they would go to the bullpen. Some of those guys obviously pitched last night. Doesn't mean they can't again. Would you think it's a bulk guy after Sanchez, like a Lorenzen, or are they going to dip right into the, you know, the Sotos of the world and the Stroms and try to go from there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Strom is a guy that you could use as a bridge there to get multiple innings. I think, you know, you manage this thing like, you know, obviously it depends on the game state, right? I mean, how does Sanchez do? Do you have a lead? Are you tied? Are you way behind? You know, what's the case? What's the situation? Will dictate how they go about it. But I think, you know, obviously today is, you can say this about almost any game, but today's a, you know, it's a big swing. And you know, the difference between being 2-2, still one to go in Arizona, or being 3-1 with one to go in Arizona. I mean, it's a big difference. It's a big mental difference. So I think that if you have a lead or you have a game that's winnable, you're going with your top guys. I think you're managing your bullpen with the idea that I'm, you know, a little bit, let's say like game one of the DS against the Atlanta, right? When he kind of hooked, Suarez early. So I think that's, if the game presents itself, we're in the middle, you know, fourth, fifth inning, you've got that spot where you think you need to roll over and get into the bullpen. I think they'll go with their top guys.
Scott, how about Kimbrel? We've talked about him a lot today, too. And I just don't see the other option. I mean, they use Alvarado early. They use Hoffman early. Those are other guys you could consider in that spot. The only odd thing I'm thinking is when he starts an inning now, just have someone else up in case he's wild. So by the fourth batter, you could try to rescue him. But I feel like this is what they have, and I don't know where the other good option is to close some of these games are.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, from the right side, we could probably say that Hoffman's throwing the ball the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consistently. Now, he had the one game where he lost in Atlanta or whatever, but just on the whole, you go back over the last, I'm not talking about just the playoffs, I'm talking about going back into September. So from the right side, I think he's been the best guy of late. But you used him in a big spot there, right? That was a huge spot. They needed the strikeouts. They went with Hoffman. So he's burned. Next on the list, right, Kimbrel or Dominguez? Which one do you feel more comfortable with, right? I think we could, right now, the way they're pitching, kind of a toss-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you like one over the other, okay, great. But I don't see a huge difference the way they're throwing the baseball right now. So I don't know where – I'm like you. I mean, where else do you go? You can certainly duck all the lefty-righty matchups and whatever, and maybe you go with Soto. But, you know, is that a sure thing? No, I don't know that they can go anywhere else. Once you've used Alvarado and Hoffman, you know, you're just relying on those guys to get it done, and either they will or they won't.
Yeah, it's a tightrope walk. It seems like we're going to probably walk this one a few more times the rest of October. Scott, we always appreciate hopping on.
Appreciate you, man.
We'll be listening tonight, and hopefully the Phillies will get a couple wins this weekend, and we'll chat next week getting ready for Game 1 of the World Series. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
There we go. Scott Fransky out in Arizona as the Phillies get ready for game number 4. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit all your phone calls, all your reactions to the Phillies. Look forward to game 4. Plus, it is a football Friday. It doesn't feel like one today, but it is. We have a huge game coming up Sunday night here versus Miami. We'll get into it next. And, of course, all your Phillies phone calls, 215-592-9494. And don't forget, we haven't mentioned this today, the Red October, the WIP merch store, you get all your gear there. You can snack an Attaboy Harper tee, a How Many More Topper tee, and Throwback Blue. Just go to BreakingTee.com/WIP. So don't forget that. And, of course, how many more toppers is to me is that's the prize. You get your shirt yet, Hugh?
Not yet.
You waiting for the employee discount?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that discount, dog. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of, hey, listen, I got a lot going on right now. I got a lot of juggling, a lot of balls right now.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on?
That you know.
Pause, as Ike would say.
Yes.
Yeah. Ball juggling.
Balls get sweaty.
No, there it is.
Saying, no, I'm going to get mine, though, because I like that Red October shirt. Definitely getting the Red October shirt.
Yeah, there's some awesome stuff there at BreakingTee.com/WIP. We'll come back, your phone calls, and we'll dive into the Eagles-Dolphins here. Do we expect the Eagles to win this game? They are favorites, even though it doesn't feel like it with the way the game's being talked about. It's all now.